Good afternoon, everybody. You are listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Erica.
I'm Eleanor.
And we also have a special guest here.
Hey, guys. I'm Jen.
All right. So the last track that we played was a song called Earth by Alice Coltrane and Joe Henderson. And that was off of an album that came out back in 1973, I believe, called The Elements, and primarily produced and recordings from Joe Henderson, but the track that we listened to, of course, has some Alice Coltrane on it, who was a harpist, and I believe she also played jazz piano, and kind of the reading that I've done on her so far is that a lot of people, well, don't know that she exists.
Alice Coltrane?
Yes.
Yes.
She's outshadowed a lot of the time by John Coltrane. Also an incredible jazz musician, but still important to think about maybe recognizing some of the stuff that she's done, and definitely go seek her out if you're into jazz.
She's also done like a lot of like some of her music later on is like kind of, how do I say, like
spiritual
type music, very like you could meditate to it, which is like you can kind of hear the like sitar influence in that song. So she's got like quite a vast array of genres she dabbles into, so it's pretty
definitely
cool.
That was only 6 minutes of a 13-minute song, so if you want some more, you can go look that up. Before that, we had a song called Hit After Hit by Earth Girl Helen Brown, and that is a side project between the man in Sunny in the Sunset, Sonny Smith, and Heidi Alexander from the San Francisco band The Sandwiches, and that is off of a album that is called Story of an Earth Girl, which I believe is out on March 1st. So kind of some nice surfy rock kind of throwbacky stuff. And before that, we heard the song Crazy Lady by the Vaseline's, who are playing tonight at the Electric Owl. So.
And Sunny and the Sunsets have a show February 18th.
Oh, whoa. In Vancouver?
In Vancouver with musician Colleen Green.
Oh, you're right.
Which we played last week, which I think will be really cool. I only know one song of Sunny and the Sunsets, Pretend That You Love Me, but that was a song that I had like on repeat for like a year. Yeah. So I don't know why I haven't explored beyond that song, but anyways, they're great, chill, yeah, beachy, like...
Is it all vibe. Guys in that band?
I'm
know?
Not certain, but Colleen Green,
yes,
she's opening for them and she's great. Yeah. So, definitely would check that out as well. All right, shall we?
Yeah, before we get to the next set, though, we did play the jazz for a specific reason.
Mm, yes.
Something going on tonight. It's exciting. Late night of jazz at Skylight Gallery down on Hastings and Main, right?
I don't even know where it is, and I've been there. So it's somewhere near, it's in Chinatown.
Yes, there you go.
So, yeah, really cool kind of to see that people are doing, like, whole nights of jazz. Mm-hmm. I think that's just, like, awesome because, obviously, like, there's a lot of, like, punk bands which are great to see and stuff like that. Like, love that so much, but you don't often see, like, a late night of jazz. Like,
yeah. Mm. The city so is sick. Lacking in it. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, definitely check that out. Starts at 10 p.m. till ... so whenever.
Who knows? Who knows? Wherever the night takes you.
Mm-hmm. So that's happening tonight. So, mm-hmm. And what else is happening tonight? Do we have more?
We do. There is a listening party at CITR.
Yeah, check it out. Our good pal Nellie Stark, who is a host of radio show The Cat's Pajams. Yeah. She is going to be playing some Cat's Pajams at her listening party today. Super fun. Kind of cool to hear what, I guess just like a showcase of what people are listening to these days. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. It's really fun. It's in a hot, stuffy, wonderful lounge. And you get close with people and it's awesome. So there's that going on, as well as
Film Socks having
a beer garden, mm-hmm, for the movie Clueless. Classic, as if, right? So that's also happening.
Yes.
Which are also really fun, not in a stuffy room. So nice, actually, in fact, in a theater. So definitely enjoyable. So tonight is like, woo, raise the roof.
Yeah.
It's party times. So
the weekend.
Yeah. Wet and wild, as Jen had said.
Okay. There's other stuff happening tomorrow, but we'll talk about that later. We're going to get back to some music.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to a track by Eskimo.
Eskimo. Mm-hmm. Spelled E-S-K-I-M-E-A-U-X.
Yes.
It's got that francophone.
And influence. We're going to listen to the song called I Admit I'm Scared.
Yeah.
The most anticlimactic.
I was gonna say a line from the song, but then I realized that it didn't work.
Oh, well, you know,
so
that is life.
This is Femme Concept. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We play all female content every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. We're about halfway through the show right now. We just listened to a really excellent band. Where are they? Do you know where they're from?
Lost Lion.
Yes.
Montreal.
Nice. Yeah, that was the track July 1st off of their EP, or July 1st, which just came out a few months ago, or yeah, November. And they're also currently number one on CITR's charts.
Woo!
Yeah. So you should check them
and
out.
They, oh my god, they do a cover of Calabria 2014. I know you're going to be like, what is that song? I've never even heard of that title. You'll know it though, and it's so awesome. It's like one of those songs that was on the radio like long in 2004 ago? Maybe, and okay. It was like a total banger. It's awesome, and they do like an cover? Acoustic cover. Oh. And it's on this EP, so I highly recommend listening to it.
That's fantastic. Before that, it was a band called Ian Sucks.
One word, lowercase.
Yes. That was the track Ducks off of the album Boring Stuff Go Away. The only FemCon one on that album?
Yeah, the only FemCon track. The rest is written by the man. I'm guessing his name is Ian. Yes. I actually forget.
It's Ian Ellis.
But yeah, and that one was co-written with a woman named Emma Meyer.
Yeah.
And they're from Winnipeg, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. actually Winnipeg totally has a huge music community, which is so, to me, that's random. Like, I've never been to Winnipeg, so maybe it's not random at all.
I don't think it's random. I think it's just like, you know what's, we associate, I think, like the bigger, like,
I don't know, Montreal, Toronto, and like Vancouver is what I think of. And I kind of skip over like Saskatoon in Winnipeg and like Calgary, but they also have awesome bands.
They have great stuff happening there.
Sorry, guys. Or sorry, people.
We provinces, we won't forget about you anymore. Well, we're trying. yeah. That stuff reminded me a little bit of Frankie Rose or Frankie Cosmos.
Cosmos.
I always do that.
I know.
Frankie Cosmos, kind of.
We play her lots.
Low key, almost spoken singing style of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really good. So, and before that, it was the track I Admit I'm Scared by Eskimo, who is a girl from Brooklyn, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and her name's Gabrielle Smith. She's been getting a lot of attention lately. I think it's pretty well deserved.
Yeah, I found her through indie bands of 2015 you gotta cue into or whatever. Yeah. So yeah, she's pretty great.
Yeah.
You can actually get her album off of Bandcamp, and if you want to, you can press $0 to pay for it. You mm-hmm. name your price, or you can put more than that if you wish. Totally didn't do that, so
sure.
Anyways, it's easily accessible, so yes. Definitely recommend checking out her album, and there's lots of songs too, which is fun mm-hmm. to dive into an album that is just like 18 songs.
It is.
It's just like a project or something.
Yeah, totally. It's there's nothing worse than finding a band you really love and they just have one EP with like 4 songs.
Yeah, and you're just like, we'll repeat, but like, you know,
yeah,
not the same. Anyways, so we're gonna move along.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are we playing? What do we have queued up, DJ?
A song that you are really excited about today by Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Right. Okay. So, my friend Katie Miles, if you're listening, shouts out to you. She told me about this song called The Body Electric by the band Hooray for the Riff Raff. They're from Louisiana. And it was named by NPR the Political Folk Song of the Year. And it's a song about the widespread violence that's been occurring across, it always has been occurring, but in, I guess, amplification across the U.S. And especially to minority and marginalized groups. So this is a song kind of confronting gendered violence and racist violence and how it's very alive in America right now.
In Canada, I would argue.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess this is just what's like, I think it's like Michael Brown and those sorts of things that have been going on,
totally.
As well as like sexual assaults on campuses mm-hmm. and just how it's, and even like UBC, the whole rape chant at the beginning of the year, the Dalhousie's Gentlemen Club.
Yeah.
So these are some university Canadian issues that are normalizing rape and rape culture, and it's so this is a song that's was written kind of to, you know, you think about Bob Dylan and Joan Baez when they were writing their protest songs. You don't hear that many protest songs anymore, especially
they're very much labeled and then people listen to them with a certain way, and then I don't know. Yeah, I'd agree, you don't hear them as much.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
So, actually, I just want to read a little quote from her name. The musician's name is Alinda Lee Segura. She's the singer for Hooray of the Riff Raff. And she just says here, quote, "Normalizing rape, domestic abuse, and even murder of women of all races is an effort to take the humanity out of our female bodies. To objectify and to ridicule the female body is ultimately a symptom of fear of the power women hold." So, when you listen to this song, feel empowered.
Yes.
Said you're gonna shoot me down, put my body in the river. Shoot me down, put my body in the river while the whole world sings. Sing it like a song. The whole world sings like there's nothing going wrong. He shot her down, he put her body in the river. He covered her up, but I went to get her and I said, my girl, what happened to you now? I said, my girl, we gotta stop it somehow. September, like an old sad song. You heard it all before. Well, deal is gone, but I'm settling the score.
We've had enough time to find what we are. The reason we should be walking in the dark. But now we should know how cruel love can be. You take so long to say. It only makes it harder. You're pushing me farther and farther. You pretend as if you don't know how it's bringing me down. Ooh. Why don't you believe? Step
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue. Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If you're not sure where to go on campus, traveling late at night and afraid to go alone, call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
Ayo! You're listening to Femme Concept on CITR 101.9 FM. Today's Friday.
As always.
As always, it's actually not always Friday, but it is always Friday when we're here.
Yes.
So, yes, I guess as always. We're feeling live, we're feeling stoked, we're feeling good today. We're talking about a lot about what's going on and some songs that we've been playing and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So
we just played a song called "Why Don't You Believe in Me" by Natalie Prass.
She's an up and comer.
Mm-hmm. Where's she from? Do you know?
She's, don't know. She's from the South.
Okay. Nashville, that's what it was.
She's definitely an up-and-comer to check out. She's going on tour with Ryan Adams. That's not Brian Adams, that's Ryan Adams.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure who he is, but she's going to be touring around the UK. So actually, that's kind of irrelevant to us, unless you're heading to the UK in the near future.
Who knows? And so before that, it was the song "The Body Electric" by Hooray for the Riff Raff, off of the album "Small Town Heroes."
All right.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
That is accurate. We've got about 10 minutes left. Stay tuned in, though, because Radio Zero is on next until 3:30, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then Nardwar, of course, at 3:30. And then at 5 o'clock, it's the news. Also, for those of you on UBC's campus, ATSI is playing a show outside of the slightly oddly placed new tights, like, in legging store in the sub. They're playing a show at 3:30, so if you want to go check that out, you should.
This is news to me.
Yeah.
My face is confused.
Yeah. UBC students band. No girls in that band, but they have done a few tracks before where I've seen girls come on stage and sing and make some music with them, so that's cool. Hope everybody has a really good weekend lined up for themselves. I know that I'm excited. We got a few more tracks to end the day off with. But before we get to those, I had kind of an interesting thing happen this week. Basically, Erica and I pass a lot of articles back and forth between each other relating to music, relating to what we play on the show, stuff that's talking about feminism or minorities, groups, things that we find interesting. And she sent me one this week that was an interview talking to Bjork, who is, of course, a very impressive woman who's released about
producer,
10 yeah
just been making music for 30 years yeah. Legendary musician.
I guess Pitchfork did this interview with her that I think came out earlier this week, and there's this quote that she has in it that just kind of stopped me in my tracks. And she says, quote, "I want to support young girls who are in their 20s now and tell them, you're not just imagining things. It's tough. Everything that a guy says once, you have to say 5 times, end quote. And she's talking about having ideas as a musician and working with men in making music, and basically saying you have to just repeat yourself. And, you know, if you're not crazy and you're not imagining things. And I think this kind of stopped me. You know, maybe it's because we're in our 20s and I feel like it spoke directly to us.
Well, it did. I mean, it speaks directly to what we're up to in particular.
Totally. But I also think it made me think about something that I've kind of been thinking about for a while, which is that we only play femcom, but we don't often talk about why it is that that's what we do, explicitly or a lot. You know, some shows we don't mention it at all. And I think some of the time this is because we just want the music to speak for itself. You know, we're not only playing it because there are females in the band. But of course, we think it's important to acknowledge that women are underrepresented in the music industry, just as they are in so many other professional industries in the world. And I think this quote stopped me because it made me think that maybe I'm kind of starting to suspect that one of the reasons we don't talk about it is because we feel like it somehow puts us into a category, or that it'll change the way people will listen to the music that we're playing. I don't know. And it made me think of something that I read a few years back. It was this quote with Emily Haynes, who is the lead singer in Metric and musician in Metric. And she said, I think maybe the legacy of feminism will just be that we can fucking stop talking about it. And I was so confused when I first read that, because I'm like, how can you how can you possibly say this? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. But I think I understand it in a different way now, which is that when the conversation becomes solely about the struggles a person faces as a woman or as any minority in the music industry, it takes away from the point, which is to celebrate and highlight what that person is capable of doing, regardless of their gender or their race or their background or anything like that. So I think what we do here, we don't want to tokenize women, but we want to give them the same opportunity that men get in the music industry. And so I don't know if that takes saying it 5 times in the form of playing 15 tracks every week that are only femcon. If that's what it takes, then I'm so all for it. And I mean, obviously, because we've been doing this for a lot of months, I mean, yeah. Maybe that goes without saying.
Well,
that's
cool, because as we recently did an interview, if you'd like to check that out, that is on the internet.
Yes.
But just kind of talking about our research process and how that all goes, and just the kind of not only just like genuinely like not finding things as a frustration, but what that means and when that,
yeah,
because that means something. That's not just
when
like
you
that,
can't
just
find, when you're struggling to find FemCon material to play,
right? So as Eleanor wonderfully put all that, what she just said, yeah, that's why we play it. There's something more to be said about it, and we want to create a conversation around it, as well as just get y'all to listen to us.
Yeah. So. And listen to these songs that are good, that we think are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Because we like music, obviously, and
kind of.
Just a little bit. And also, but also think it's important. And maybe it sometimes feels like the two are mutually exclusive, but I don't think that that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So. Rant over.
Rant over and out. Just kidding. We're not. Well, actually, we are out in like a minute, but we have to.
We have one more song outro to play. This is a track by the band Failing, who are a three-piece from Vancouver. And we're going to listen to the track. Which one was it? The Greatest Gift of All. Failing are playing tomorrow night at Horses Records. Along with a few other local bands that I am forgetting off of the top of my head. But it's going to be a really good show. Horses is a great record shop. And Failing is a great band. So you should definitely go check it out. This track is off of their album, The Apple in the Pig's Mouth, which came out in February of last year. And it's a three-piece, two guys and a lady. And yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you guys, or not you guys, but you, the general you, y'all, the I guess gender neutral pronoun. Hope you enjoyed our show today and that you have a fantastic weekend. Live it up, love it up. Have a good weekend, party or not,
or hang out,
or just do whatever you want. Because keep on rocking in the free world.
Okay, this is The Greatest Gift of All by Failing.